I saw Allen Iverson out one night. He's drinking beers. Like Corona. Yeah. Like bucket of Coronas. Yo, that mug went for 42 the next day against the Magic. Dang. And it was an afternoon game.
We are back. It is the OGs, and we have,
Yeah.
It's going to be one of them shows.
Yes, sir.
We got the comedy legend, Gary motherfucking Owen.
Thank you.
I just want to say that this is an amazing show for me. It's two of my favorite white guys. I ain't going to say my two favorite.
Well, he can say two favorite.
Yeah. Jay Will?
Well, I only got a couple. So, yeah, I guess I would say my two favorite for sure in the building. We go way back, killer. We're going to talk about
we
that.
We go way back, bro.
Yeah, we're going to go way back. Well, we're going to get into that.
If we're going to do it, let's just get into it. Where we go way back to?
I think we want to warm up to
that. Okay, we warm up.
Yeah, we want to warm up to that.
Let's go with these bullshit questions. And then we'll talk about some real stuff. Oh, where'd you start doing stand up?
Hey, Gary, how'd you start stand up?
Yeah.
No, all bullshit aside, no, I didn't know you served
in the Navy.
Yeah, I didn't know that part. So, how do you go from the Navy?
By the way,
how the fuck did you end up in the Navy?
Yeah. Well, like, you grow up. I was the easiest sell ever because you grow up in a trailer park in Ohio in a small town. The recruiter came, you know, they come to the school and then your friends are, a buddy of mine joined the Navy. He goes, man, you got to join the Navy. I was like, all right. So I went down to the recruiting station and I met with everybody, Marines, Army, Navy. Marines was like, yo, we the first ones in. I said, I want to be second. I don't want to be first. I ain't one to start the fight, bro. I said, that's your mind. That thing was not a good selling point. We the first ones to do shit. I go, dude, I got my ass whooped in eighth grade. I said, trying to fight no Taliban or Russians? Living in third world conditions? Shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, you might want to start with this one.
Yeah. Right.
First one, yeah, I was just coming in on the submarine a little bit later.
The Navy was the best because they were like, yo, no, you're in the ocean. You're safe. I go, okay. We're making some headway here. And then when they told me about boot camp, I looked at it different because I went to boot camp. One, I had my own bed. I was like, whoa, this is different. They cook you meals three times a day. I go, this is different. And then everybody's getting yelled at. I was used to getting yelled at by my stepdad, by myself. I was like, we all getting yelled at?
So that's like jail then, three hots in a cot.
Man.
Three hot meals in the bed.
So they used to tell us, I don't know if this is true, they used to tell us they put powder in the eggs so the guys' things don't get hard.
That's
so
crazy.
You got a bunch of dudes. And then I was at boot camp with women too. So you can't. And everybody's 18, 19 years old.
Extra powder in your eggs.
Ain't no powder in the world gonna stop my shit from being hard. I'm just tell you right now.
That was the rumor.
Real live Mandingo here, Jack.
Yeah. I was 17 when I joined.
Yeah.
So I thought I was also a virgin, and I used jack off like a madman until apart.
Wow.
And then we got to boot camp. I just stopped jacking off because, you know, I was like this. I go, I'm cured. I thought I had like a disease or something. I was like, what is this stuff keep coming out of my thing? He's jacking off all the time every night. And then I got the boot camp. I go, I think I'm cured. I don't even want to do it anymore. You're still tired of boot camp.
Bro. This kind of, you remember when you lost your virginity, Keller? Do you remember?
I do.
How old were you?
How old? North Dakota?
I was South Dakota, first of all.
South Dakota? The cornfield?
I was younger, coach. I was younger.
Ooh.
I was old. I was 19.
Really?
God damn.
19, bro. I was probably a late bloomer, though.
Hey, he was probably 12.
I'm telling you, bro.
He was a KOD.
That
motherfucker
is a recess.
I would. Listen, I skipped. I skipped the masturbation.
7-minute recess.
I skipped the masturbation stage. I never learned how to love myself that way. I never learned how to love myself
that
way.
There was no doubt.
I'm a two-time star player, just not that way.
Yeah. Okay, this kind of went in a different direction here. Loving ourselves.
Right?
So, how long did you stay there, though, in the Navy?
6 years. 6 years
in the
Navy.
You were in the Navy for 6 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I was on Comic View and in the Navy at the same time. Like, people don't realize. So I was stationed in San Diego, and there was a radio station called Z90. It's a hip-hop station. And I'm in my car, and they're like, we're looking for the funniest black comedian in San Diego. So I pulled over and wrote the phone number down, because there wasn't cell phones back then, and I called, and I didn't say I was white, but I didn't say I was black either, but I did put some bass in my voice. I was like, hey, what's up? This the contest? All right, I want to enter that shit. Yeah. So I showed up, entered the contest, and I won it. Here's the crazy part about the contest. Nick Cannon was in a rap crew called The Bomb Squad. They performed at the contest. Wow. He wasn't even doing stand-up then. He was like 16. Wow. And then that got me an audition for Comic View. So I just drove up. And people forget, Comic View used to film the whole season in a week. Monday through Friday, 5 episodes a day. They get 25 episodes in. I just took a week's leave, drove up to LA for San Diego, got on the show, and then came back down to the base, and I didn't think nothing of it. A couple months later, I'm airing on TV, and I was a cop, so I'm waving cars on the base, and every now and then, a brother pull up and be like,
what? Aren't you the white
guy? Was you on TV last night?
I was like, yeah, have a good day, sir.
Keep it moving, Columbo.
Right. And then they called me and said, you want to be the host? I was like, oh, okay. And I still had like 6 months left of my enlistment when they offered it to me, because I was just driving up to L.A. from San Diego all the time. I wasn't living in L.A. And then they got creative with how they let me out a little early. My enlistment was up, but they let me like almost skate a little bit for 3 months. It's like a fake injury in the NBA, saving yourself. It was like load management. Load management in the Navy is what it was. So they let my base was cool, man. My command, I'm not going to throw them in the bus, but they was cool. They got creative. So I got to get out of a couple months early when I was still in the Navy. So I was able to host Comic View and everything. Because, you know, it was like that.
Host Comic View from the Navy. Is unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Because, you know, like David Robinson, they had to get creative with him to get in the Navy. But he had to sit out 2 years. Yeah. And then I read another guy. I wasn't in Naval Academy, though. So there was another pitcher that the Naval Academy got a new pitching coach. And his fastball went from like 80 to like 95. Wow. And then major league teams were looking at him. And he was begging the Navy. They was like, please, I'll come back out when I'm retired. I'll do the 5 years or whatever. And they was like, bruh.
No.
Use a naval cat. We put in like $2 million in your education. We need this time. I was like, can you imagine?
Damn. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on 2 or more of your player stats and watch all those winners roll in for you. Make sure y'all go out there and get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball postseason. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this basketball season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn 10 into 1,000 with just a few taps. Man, Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Y'all already know out there, Prize Picks is the best way to get in on the sports action in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Make sure you go download the app today and use code OGs for first deposit matchup to $100. That's code OGs for first deposit matchup to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's just that easy.
Can you imagine?
So you go from Comic View to what? What's after Comic View?
Just everything started happening after that. Movies, on the road.
Where you get the flavor from? Where you get the flavor from?
I don't know.
Where you get the flavor from? Because you know we kind of like felt like you want us. Like,
yeah,
I don't
facts.
Know if you know that. Well, you do know that.
Yeah, I know.
It's very clear.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's very clear. You want us now.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
You can't go back either.
I get in to live on Sundays.
You're here now.
I get in to live on Sundays.
I don't go on Saturday techno night. I'm not getting in on freaking EDM.
I get in the limb on Saturday.
Wait, where you get the flavor from?
I don't know, man.
Really?
It's in you.
Yeah, you're just natural.
Well, I watched an episode, you had Jay Will on here. It's like, same thing. Yeah. It's like, he's from the same place Randy Moss is from.
Yeah.
I've been to that town,
buddy.
Yeah.
Nothing there, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
It's in you. I guess with him hooping, it was natural. And then with me doing stand-up, and most of the guys I hung out with in the Navy were black dudes just because they like doing things I like to do, like, when you play pickup basketball, watch football. I wasn't really a baseball or hockey guy.
Damn.
I didn't like fishing that much. I could fish, but one fish is it because I can't get off the hook.
No question.
You don't like no white people shit.
Yeah.
You don't like no white people shit. He don't want to fish.
I'm be honest with you, the fishing, that's the same thing.
He don't like baseball. He don't like hockey.
Yeah. Nah, I've never been to Marlins Stadium. They built it. That was pointless.
Damn.
He said that was pointless.
That was a waste of money.
Damn. Don't do, hey. You know, it's tough to be a Marlins fan, but I'm loyal to the soil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
let me tell you a great story about it.
Okay, please.
So back when Posey was on the Heat, right?
Uh-oh.
So he said, uh-oh. Now, this is a good story. So I was doing all right, but I wasn't doing what I am now, right? So I don't know if the Yadier won the title. It might have been 07, 08 or something like that. So we're at Live on Sundays, and I got two guys with me. And I didn't the drinks at Live are way more expensive than anywhere else. Because I remember I ordered like one drink. She was like $24. I said, what? One drink? So I'm buying three drinks. I got through two rounds of me and my boys. I'm the only one coming out of pocket because they ain't got no money either. I'm like, dang. Yeah, I told them, I said, we just got to wait, fellas, milk it. I go, Posey's coming. He called me. They had a home game. I said, when they get here, we good, right? The minute I'm talking, I'm done with the second drink, and I'm hitting Ice Cube. Trying to get the last little bit of vodka out of it. I was like, all of a sudden, here comes Posey and Udonis. And they had a section and everything, and Posey's like, gee. I was like this, we good, we good. I think I was holding the bottles up the rest of the night. Like, go Heat, baby.
Oh, man.
Get you around.
Yo, my guy's like this. This is awesome. This is awesome. They don't think I've been to Miami. So, dude, you don't know how much money you saved me that night, bro.
then later on, I would see him in the after-hours spots.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to leave that one alone.
No, go ahead and tell that story. I would see him in KOD.
Oh, shocking. Yeah. Shocking you're in KOD.
Let me tell you something.
That was a long time ago.
I was married at the time, and we would go to strip clubs, and my ex would not go to bed until I was back in the hotel room. It was the worst, right? So I'd be in KOD. I'd be like throwing dollars, and then she'd call like, fuck, I have to go in the parking lot. I'd be like this. Hey, what's going on? No, we're at Jerry's Deli. I just got a tuna melt. All right. So, dude, if you had a tuna melt, it's Jerry's Deli. You're so good. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, shit.
I'm back.
Who was that?
I come walking in. I'm back, fellas.
Hey, listen.
Hold on. God, the service is slow. I'm still here. Yeah, I think they caught the tuna. It's fresh here, Jerry's Deli. Yeah, there's a tuna boat just pulled in.
So Jerry's Deli's open until 3.
Yeah, they cut it. Okay, Posey one time. Posey was my dude. So I met Posey through a mutual friend. And I should remember one night I came to Miami. And me and Posey just went hard one like Thursday night.
Yeah.
And then we're on South Beach. And he goes, gee, where you staying? I was like, Coconut Grove. He's like, nah, fuck that. I ain't driving back. And this is before Uber.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I can catch a cab. He goes, nah, fuck that. He takes, walks me over to Lowe's, and he goes, you know, when do you leave? I was like, Monday. He goes, 3 nights, right? Whatever. And I'm like, you don't have to do that. He goes, fuck that. He's like forcing me to stay in this room now. So he goes, all right, Josh, see you later, right? So then I was like, I'm telling the lady, I go, let me, the white in me came out, let me put my car down for incidentals. And he goes, nah, Jake, fuck that. Like, he's yelling at me in the lobby. And I'm going, okay. I felt obligated to, like, buy stuff in the room. So I'm, like, waking up, grabbing the M&Ms. I go, he wanted me to eat it. So, I was Posey's hoe that weekend, I guess. Because I was just... The Lowe's is way nice in the hotel.
He said the white meat came out. Let me put my card down for incidentals.
Yeah, literally, I was like this. He's just getting the room. let me do this for me. I remember he like smacked my credit card. No!
Yeah, let me tell you. Doing some good times. But what I will say is, like, even in those elements and atmospheres, like, most of the time, a white guy walk in King of Diamonds, he's standing like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
He blend right in.
Right.
And then he blend right in. He literally blend right in. You know, it's like a cheat code. It's like a cheat code. He literally blended right in with the vibe. And that's how I met Gary through Pose. And, you know, we had some good times.
And the Heat events you used to do, right?
Yeah.
Zoe Summer Groove. Then it went to Zoe D-Ways. Those, man.
Let's talk about that. Because I almost, yeah. Nah,
he
almost,
snapped on me one
almost
night.
Almost jumped on his, yeah.
Him, there's two. Well, I was bagging on him because he refused to leave. He refused to leave the Heat. Like, you know, they win the title. Everybody left. Donna's not leaving. And they went another side. Everybody leaves. Donna's not leaving. I literally thought, I go, he's like a Make-A-Wish kid. Like, I think something's wrong with Adonis. And they're just like this. Just, it's Adonis. Just leave him on the team. We got the money. We got the cap. We're good.
What is it? In the whole while, I'm wishing I just had 2 minutes with him. Yeah. Make a wish, all right? Make a wish I don't whip your ass.
I didn't know he was in the audience either. I was like,
he went to Riley and said, hey, I don't see my name on the roster.
Yeah, every year I think he was just like this. Yeah, hey, Pat, I don't see this.
All right, killer. It's only one comedian on the set. Oh, my bad. You stop. Yeah. You stop. You chill out. Gary, you go ahead. Yeah, Gary, you go ahead. Killer, you stop.
Easy.
And then Kenyon got me the worst though. Like those summer groove, man. Kenyon,
that was throwback.
Yeah, Kenyon was. I didn't know he was there. And that was the year he got in the argument with Mark Cuban. But, you know, he yelled at him after the game. Yeah. And I was like, you ever notice Kenyon Martin, man? I go, he'd be stuttering, but when he got mad at Mark Cuban, I go, all the stutter went away, and I start cussing like him. And I was, but as soon as he got done cussing him out, they interviewed him. He's like, man. That dude stood up, and I was like, you're here?
Oh, yeah.
He would have fucked you up,
with that smoke.
He bought all that, right?
Came out with that smoke for sure.
Yeah, that was the scariest ever was.
So you never played sports?
I did in high school.
So you did play in high school?
High school, yeah.
Basketball and football.
No, I played basketball a little bit. I wrestled mostly in high school. Played football, baseball. My best sport, crazy enough, was the discus. You know, track. Yeah. I could wing that thing, boy.
I was about to say, what the fuck is that?
You know, you got the shot put, and then you got the discus.
Yeah. Oh, that the frisbee.
Yeah,
oh,
and all the
so
was
you was a good frisbee thrower.
Man, when you right, basically, when you go up in a trailer park, yeah, and there's you don't want to go home, you're just playing sports to hang out, right? I had no aspirations of going to college or going pro, and my coaches used to get mad at me too, because like I remember one time I was playing football and I like sacked the quarterback and I moonwalked back to the huddle. And he took me out of the game. He goes, what are you doing? I go, what? And he was like, did you just moonwalk? And I go, yeah. And he was like, what are you doing? I said, dude, it is 35-6.
Damn.
We're playing behind a church. I go, relax, coach. Nobody's going pro here. Nobody's scouting us.
Yo.
It kind of made sense. He goes, all right, go back in.
It's 35-6. We're playing behind the church.
Yeah.
And we're calm down here.
Yeah. Let's bring it down just a little bit. Yeah. I'm actually entertaining these fans.
I remember the joke, and I don't know if this was true, like when you showed up to a game and then the all-black football team showed up and they were like all hype and beating on their pads and shit. Was that a true story?
Withrow High School in Cincinnati, Ohio. We knew they were all black. They came to our school. And we had a little window in the locker room that you could see the parking lot. We literally had a guy on the toilet looking, and when the bus pulled up, he was like, they're here! We thought the bus might get lost or something. But this team, we had like 40 guys total on our team, a small country high school. The black guys just kept coming off the bus. I was like, how many people on this freaking bus, bro? They surrounded our field. It was the most intimidating thing ever. They literally surrounded our field and was doing the. And I was like, we're doing arm circles, bro. I'm like this. I don't know what's going on right now. And then one guy, we were like this. We got down, this one dude, the one defensive line started growling at one of our guys. He was like, arr, arr. We got back to the huddle, and the dude was like, he's growling at us. He's growling at us. And I was like, growl back. Growl back. This guy literally went like this. Rough. Rough. I was like, are you rough roughing? Jeff Croucher. I never forget
his name.
His name. Jeff Croucher, bro. He's rough, rough with throw. Rough, rough.
He said growl back. Rough.
Yeah. Growl back, Jeff. But I liked playing the black high school because they brought the black cheerleaders.
Yeah. Oh.
That was the first time I seen that.
Yeah.
I was unfocused.
Changed your life?
Man.
So when did you grow back? Go black.
It's like I always say it's like being gay. Like gay guys know they're gay. They don't know why they're gay. They're just gay. Same thing. When they like black you like black always like black girls. Didn't grow up around a lot of black girls. But the few I saw at the mall or when we played another high school or something, I was like, I think that's what I like.
Damn.
It's almost like we overthink things in society. We're like, what is it? What do you do this? Did something happen in your childhood or something like that? I go, no, literally, like my dick got hard, and I said, this is what we're doing. Let's ride with it. I fight it.
I like what I like.
Yeah.
Pretty important that part happens.
That does. That is
yeah,
important.
Yeah. You're in trouble when it stopped happening.
I was the best roommate, though, in the Navy because my roommates were all white dudes. And, you know, it's a lot of trust, like, because they leave on deployments. Mm-hmm. And, like, if their girl, one guy, his girl stayed at our place for like a month, but he knew nothing was popping off. She was a white girl. Like we were like making quiche together and stuff. It was like,
quiche.
We're feeding grapes. This is so good. We're like great friends with this chick for like a month. Wow. And then he came back and there was no like he just knew like nothing's happening here.
Yeah, you definitely yeah.
Peter Vito. I know the name, bro. Peter Vito.
Yeah, you're great with names.
Yeah.
You're great with names.
Going into like cause I've seen you live before. I've seen a lot of, obviously having this conversation right here. Going into stand-up, how much time do you put into a stand-up? Do you, like, is it the specials you put more time in? Because you pretty, it seems like you just go out there and fucking just have at it.
Yeah, I just kind of wing it. Well, I mean, when you get a special.
Kind of like us on our podcast. Huh? We just kind of wing it. Like us on our podcast, we just kind of wing it.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when you do the clubs, that's where you kind of, it's like our practice for you guys. Mm. And then when you do the big theaters, that's our game. Like you can't just be up there like just hanging out, trying to figure it out. People pay a lot of money and that's an event.
Yeah.
They get outfits, you know, especially black people.
Yeah.
Black people, women, they get the nails, their hair, their outfit. Like it's a night out. So you got to bring it.
Lying.
The comedy clubs, and some people enjoy the comedy clubs more because that's where you really can just kind of mess around, try stuff. I don't know. I got ADHD, man. I can't tell a joke for too long. I get bored with it. So then we're in such a great age now with stand-up with YouTube and TikTok and Facebook and all that. You can get your jokes out there. So if I don't want to tell a joke no more, I just like, get a camera guy and be like, hey, film this. I'm going to put it on the internet so I don't have to say it no more. Because once it's out there, you can't really say anymore. People get mad. Can't be a comedian telling same jokes year after year.
Is joke stealing a thing?
It is. I think it's not as crazy as people think. I think it's more if you're around somebody so long, you almost pick up their mannerisms. I've seen that more. Or their cadence, how they deliver their jokes. Yeah. So I've seen it like, I really saw there was a guy named Dane Cook back in like.
Dane was huge for a minute.
Yeah. And he's still doing well, but like the way he told his jokes, he was like, you know, he'd be like, I eat, you know, and I throw up. And then my stomach was messed up. And then slowly after I started seeing a lot of more comics that were animated like him, you know what I mean? Like I play basketball, I shoot, I rebound, you know, I take a pick, you know, I travel, you know. But I see that more than Joe. And I think sometimes I've noticed this too. I've been around some people, some of my openers, and I had to tell them, and I don't want to say check them, but tell them like, we'll be at like Red Robin for the show and I'll say something and then we'll be talking about it. And then he'll like bring up that conversation on stage. I'm like, you know, you said my punchline. Like I said that before I got the sandwich. He goes, oh, for real? So I think sometimes they don't even realize it. I don't think it's like out and out. I'm taking this and this is mine. Now I did have a guy in Pittsburgh one time. I was like, whoa, he did Eddie Murphy's ice cream truck joke verbatim. And I go, and I'm sitting in the back of the room going, you gotta be shitting me. Like, is he? And I was more mad at the crowd.
They
I was
didn't
like,
know it.
You guys don't realize what he's doing right now? I think he changed like the flavor.
Yeah.
It was like, no, I meant chocolate chip. So it was the same joke. Wow. So it does happen, but I don't think it's as rampant as people think.
Yeah.
You know, and plus comedians, we think alike. Yeah. You know, there's only like, Trump was a gold mine when he was in office, and now the Diddy stuff's going on. So there's so many different ways you can twist those stories, you know?
Yeah, the Diddy shit's wild.
Speaking of the Diddy stuff, we ain't got to get into it, but you ever been to a Diddy party?
I've been at parties with Diddy, but I haven't been to a Diddy party. So.
So you're safe.
Safe. This booty is a virgin.
That's what Kat said, remember?
Yeah.
Kat said that about you. You're safe.
Yeah, Kat said I'm good.
So, quick question, because I don't know, man, and I just want to know. You got to give up the booty in Hollywood to get on?
This what
this
shit is so. Now?
This what people saying? You got to give up the booty to get on in Hollywood?
No, I don't. Like, I think that's
what they on?
I think that's a crazy, that's crazy logic.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't think, here's what I, now when I got in the entertainment business, I did hear there's a lot of Jewish people and there's a lot of gay people in the business. And I go, that's true. But I don't, I've never been like, you're not getting this unless you do a favor for me. You know, I would never sleep with a dude. I'd sleep with an old lady to get a part. I would.
A white old lady or just an old lady?
Oh, we can get it if it's Avatar or something like that. Like, I'll blow that 85-year-old back out so fast. And be like this. Oh my God, I'm an Avatar. Wouldn't even lie about it. Gary, how'd you get the part? Margaret. It's this one. Put on some Nat King Cole. We got it popping.
Yeah. I was just going to say, so as long as it's a black old lady.
Yeah. Well, I'd do a white one if it was, the part was right.
Okay. All right. There it is.
Like, I've been hit on by dudes, obviously, in this business.
Oh.
But I've never been like, it never was uncomfortable or they made a move on me. But it you know when you're in a room and somebody's hitting eyes like this. Is this 7 real? And other people pick up and like, that dude was hitting on you. I said, I thought so. I mean, I'm not gonna blast those people that's happened a couple times because they didn't cross the line. Yeah, like people, I hate it when you say, yeah, a guy hit on me. I go, well, I've hit on girls, so yeah. I don't know the difference. But it's like people are like, yeah, but you're not helping the other person, might be a victim. I said, victim of what? You're allowed to hit on people. No, I mean, you had to hit on your wife.
Absolutely.
You know, you had to hit on your wife. That's how you get people.
Yeah, but my wife kind of gave off the energy that she liked men. So it was okay to hit on
really?
Her. If I didn't give you the fucking energy that I like men, why the fuck do you think that it's okay to throw your rod out here and see if you're going to catch this fish?
Where'd you meet your wife at?
Florida. Gainesville. University of Florida.
Oh, you met her in college.
Yeah, I met her in college. He met his wife in college too.
Yeah, I remember. I know his story.
You know, you say you was a great roommate to have, and mm-hmm. you can leave for a month, and you know that your roommate know you wasn't gonna fuck his girl. I can leave for a month. I know he wasn't gonna fuck my girl.
That's that South Dakota.
Yeah, that's that South Dakota.
That's that South Dakota. Sure. That's
my
him,
dog. Yeah, that's my dog. I can leave for a month, and I know Killer was gonna keep his Johnson in his pants.
Yeah, they're just going to Subway and get Mountain Dews together. I remember I was at Mike's house one day, and he was playing for Memphis, and they had a game. We went over there early in the day, and then he was like, I thought this dude was a chef. This dude walked in, gave him a Subway and Mountain Dew. I said, your chef ain't shit. That's your pregame meal? And if you was going to ask me, what do you think Mike Miller's pregame meal is? I go, that. I was like, I'm thinking you guys, I think he's bringing like some tofu salad with some chia seeds and an acai smoothie. This came in straight Mountain Dew Subway. I was like this shit. And I'm watching him play that night. And I was like, I know what's on his stomach right now. I tell you the wildest I ever saw. I was in Orlando and I saw Allen Iverson out one night and he was lit. He's drinking beers. Like Corona.
I love Bubba Chuck, man.
Yo, that mug went for 42 the next day against the Magic. Dang. And it was an afternoon game. Like, I literally left when he left at like 2:30 in the morning. I go, like, I woke up and he's in the warm-up line. I went, holy shit, this guy's amazing. I'm still like, I'm trying to get him a griddle. This guy's lighting the Magic up. I go, I just saw him.
AI the truth. AI was a real deal.
Oh my God, drinking beers. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was. I'll never forget it. It was beers. It wasn't bottles.
God, I love this guy.
Yeah,
I ain't buckets of beers, bro.
Until I went with you, I was drinking beers and tomato juice. Got me fucked up. Remember that shit?
You need a little something, coach.
Yeah, you got me a little beers. You ever heard of beer with tomato juice?
No, that's like having a steak with Fruity Pebbles. They even go together.
Yes, they do.
You get a bowl of cereal on a T-bone.
He taught me in college.
We'll have one before we leave.
Ugh. I'm gassy thinking about it. I might drop a fart.
Shit had me throwing up. I was fucked up, but I was drinking that shit for sure.
It's disgusting, Mike. Dude, you don't have to keep it real all the time.
Yeah.
It's like the brother like, nah, I keep it real. Mike's like, yeah, me too. Tomato juice, beer.
Yeah, that's South Dakota.
Take this guy's mic away.
Nah, let him keep going. There's more stories to tell.
So if you had it, like your favorite, stand-up or movies, which one are you picking?
Stand-up's my favorite, but like I still get the rush when you get the part in a movie. Because you're not excited when you're on set. You're not excited when a movie comes out. The excitement is when your agent or manager calls and be like, you got the part. Or they offer this movie to you. That's where they're like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. But once you're on set, you're just working.
Yeah.
But that is the only time, like when I first started doing stand-up, like just to get on stage, I would get butterflies and I'm nervous, and it wasn't about money or ticket sales. It was just like, I get to get on stage. And I almost missed that feeling, honestly. But movies, I still get that rush when you get the phone call, like, you got the part. I'm like, what? You know, even if it's a bad movie, I've done quite a few bad movies.
Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Kevin Hart, all amazing.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Like, worked with all those guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You work with all those guys. How was that working with those guys? So we can start with Eddie, or whoever you want to start with, but those legends in the game. So
Eddie was intimidating because you didn't know. Like, we did Daddy Daycare together, and I just, that was the first time. Broccoli in the Care. I played Broccoli two parts.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of like your career. You used to play, and then you sat, but you were still on the team.
And I tell you one more thing.
I had one of those rules too.
Yeah. I got a rule too. You got a three joke maximum. You already used two.
Adonis used to play the first 3 minutes, and then he started playing the last 3 minutes when they were down by a lot.
Okay, now that's your third. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you.
One more, and it's gonna be two people doing the show.
Okay, sorry. I got another one, but I'll leave it alone.
No, you better hold on. Don't forget where you at.
One more.
You get I'll free. Leave it alone. Listen, Overtown, right around the corner. You walk out the door, it'd be three brothers waiting on your ass.
No question.
And they ain't here for the jokes.
No, you were a great player. You're great.
Exactly right. Yeah. So talk about those guys, though.
Eddie was intimidating just because I hadn't been around him. And that, I was so young, and I was like, yo, and I had never met him. Mm. So Eddie was the first time I felt like I was in the presence of a superstar. I was like, probably the first time you guys saw Jordan or something, or you're on the court with him. You were like, whoa. Yeah. Kev, I've known since 98.
Yeah.
So when... from the outside looking in, if you're out in public with Kevin, it gets weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when you're in a setting like this,
yeah,
it's just two guys hanging out again. Yeah. You know what I mean? And same with Epps. I've known Epps for so long.
Mike.
Those guys, as big as they get, it's just like when you're with them, it's just like you almost forget. Like, why do people want their autograph or picture? It's Kevin. You know what I mean? Or it's freaking Mike. I remember we were shooting Thing Like a Man 2 that we was in Vegas. I just never forget. Kev was going to go to, one of his guys was going to Coffee Bean to get a coffee. And I was like, are you going to Coffee Bean? And Kev's like, he goes, yeah, you want something, Gary? He goes, and literally he was so scared. He goes, I get it. If you want something, you can get something. I said, shut up. You won't give me coffee?
Kev, you gonna get me a coffee?
He goes, you're an asshole. Now I don't want to get you a coffee. I said, I'm just saying, man. I didn't know you had it like that. But the way he said it, like the room stopped. He goes, Gary, I'll get you it. I'll get you the coffee, man. What do you want? Anything. You want latte? You want oat milk? You want almond milk? I don't care. You want vanilla flavor? You want hazelnut? I got you. I was like, but he was so like genuine and serious. I was like, what? Duh, I don't pay for shit when I'm with you, Kevin.
Yeah, exactly right.
We're past that stage. Yeah, I already know you're taking care of Mike.
That's how I feel when I'm with you, killer.
That's another great Posey story. Talking about ahead of your. So when I used to hang out with Posey a lot when he was with the Heat, it was like, I was doing okay, but I didn't have a ton of money. And then I also had to be careful because I had everything on my credit card, my wife questioned, right? So, you know, Miami, you can run up some charges on the credit card. I remember one night, like every time we went out to eat, Posey would always pick up the check. So I was like, I remember one night we went to, he was with the Celtics at the time. And so it was like Paul Pierce, Rondo, it was like literally six Celtics and then me and my buddy. And then we're sitting there. And I said, I'm gonna get the check tonight. He's taking care of me the last couple of years, I'm gonna get it.
That motherfucking check hit the table. I went, there you go, James.
I didn't know it was like this.
Yeah. The thought was good though.
Yeah, it had to be like 8,000, something like that. I think I remember seeing it. I was like, ooh. This. Nah, James, let me get the next one. But there was like 12 of us eating. I thought it was just gonna be like a couple of us. I was like, you must be crazy right now.
So walking into it, you had great attention.
I did. I had a great. Sorry, James. I took care of no one night in Cleveland. One night in Cleveland, it was just me and him eating. And I was like, "This, I got this." It was like at a Benihana or some shit.
Like, he said Benihana.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Like some hibachi shit. I got this. Yeah, go and get some extra chicken, bro. You want steak? I got you. I was like, Kev, I got you.
Yeah.
You want extra yum yum sauce? Don't worry about it.
Extra yum yum sauce.
He comes every year to Memphis. Our buddy Nate does a laugh at Le Bonheur. At Le Bonheur.
Really?
Children's Hospital.
Children's Hospital.
Yeah, we do a benefit every year. It's fun, man.
It's awesome. What you guys do is awesome. It really is. I do. Yeah, Laughs for the Bonders at Children's Hospital. They come in and do a show at the nicest casino in the world.
Oh my God, that's a pit, isn't it? Sorry, the Horseshoe and Tunica, Mississippi.
I run some racks out there.
Yeah,
yeah, I want some money out there, man. For sure.
Do you know they got a private room in that casino? And I didn't know it. And literally, it's a wall. And it opens, and it's like a blackjack table, and you can only fit like 4 people at the table, and maybe 10 people total in the room. But I didn't know, and one of Nate's guys was gambling back there, and I was like, I didn't know this shit was back here. And I'm talking to him, I was like, all right, y'all. And that dude grabbed me. He goes, where you going? I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I ain't lost since you walked in the room. That dude did not let me leave until he lost a hand. I was like, I feel hostage right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, he grabbed me. Where you going? I ain't lost my hands. You got in the room. You ain't going nowhere. And the door is a wall. And I'm like this.
G says, if you ever feel bad about you have self-esteem problems, we're going to Tunica, you'll feel great about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you ever feel bad about your life, you're not, things ain't going your way, just go to any casino in Tunica, and you'll leave there like, I got my shit together.
No, you're right about that.
I really got my life together, bro.
You used to invite me out there. I used to go out there and hang out a little bit. But yeah, exactly.
That Laughs of the Bonner's good, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fun time. It's a good cause too.
Yeah,
Children's Hospital, and it just happened. Like I got hired like in 2013 one year, and as soon as I got in the car with this guy Nate, Mike's buddy, my buddy, like I look like Biff from Back to the Future, Biff. And he looks like Marty McFly.
Marty McFly, yeah.
So when you see us together, he's like that tall, and we looks like Back to the Future. But as soon as I got in his car. Also, we just start bagging on each other. It was immediate. Some people you click with, and I was like, I feel like I've known this guy like for 20 years, and then we've just been friends ever since, man. So I just go back and do it every year, help him out, and it's a good cause for the hospital and stuff. You know, so it was funny. One year, D'Angelo Williams, the running back, used to be with the Steelers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We went, and we were giving toys to all the kids, and so we got this whole cart, and we're going room to room. Every black kid, the family was flipping out over me. Every white family was flipping out over him. It was so backwards. Every black kid was like, ow. The parents like, ow, shit. Girl, what you doing here? The toys. Oh, let's get pictures. And D'Angelo's taking a picture of me with the black families. And then when the white family's like, oh, D'Angelo Williams running back. I'm taking a picture for him. I didn't see one white family that knew me. And that one black family knew D'Angelo. It was so backwards.
That's how me and Mike is. When I go back to South Dakota, they love me in South Dakota.
You've been to South Dakota?
I'm the man in South Dakota, dog. He took me back a couple times. They love me in South Dakota.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the man up in there, Jack.
I mean, he got a big black dude in South Dakota?
Oh.
I know, they was like, whoa, we seen you on TV. We've never seen one in person.
How they talk.
We've seen big black guys on TV. We ever seen one in person.
Holy cow.
That's not how they talk, Mike.
I will say.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
The amount of black people is just probably me and my friends. That's about it.
So once you left, how many mixed kids are in South Dakota?
Oh, they're just kidding. Pre-marriage.
It's like this.
We had
all of a sudden there's a high school balling.
We had an influx in 2003. 2021, Sioux Falls Roosevelt won state championships.
That was a couple of my boys. It wasn't me. I got requirements.
Oh, you went there in 2003?
I got requirements like your teeth. You need your teeth. So that eliminates 75% of South Dakota.
Is that the corn thing? The corn popcorn.
Corn Palace.
Corn Palace. You went there?
The Popcorn Palace. But no, I have not gone
there. It's the Corn Palace, first of all. Put a little respect to the Corn Palace.
I respect you.
How many seats does it hold?
I think it's about 3,000-4,000, 5,000.
No way. Yeah. Why they call it the Corn Palace?
It's made of corn.
It's made of real corn.
Shut up.
They change the murals every year.
Like the building is made of corn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the buildings are, I mean, it's a concrete, but the murals on the outside, the whole outside is designed in corn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get you a photo of it.
Yeah.
That shit terrible.
You ain't lying. You don't make me trying to go to South Dakota. Like,
yeah, you're coming.
Let's see that.
You definitely got to get him in South Dakota.
Oh, you guys are pulling it up.
Memphis, the fuck?
There it is.
Oh, my God.
There she goes.
That's where I played all my high school basketball games.
That's like a Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
That shit
looks like a casino.
Yeah, that's where I played my
basketball. That looks like a casino.
I may or may not be on the side of the building right now.
I mean, you're like the only one.
Yeah, you should
there's
be
been
on the
nobody
side
else in the NBA.
Yeah, you should
South
be
Dakota,
on the side
right?
of the building.
I think there's a picture of me on the side of it. Anyways, that's a big time spot, isn't it? Look at that. Huh? I mean, what are we talking about, G? You couldn't have any fun making any jokes about this place, could you?
Yes, you could.
I'm going to do a show there.
There's my son. We got all kinds of stuff going on.
Are you the only guy from South Dakota ever make it to the NBA?
Yes, I believe. Huh?
Hell yeah. No. I ain't got
well,
to think about
Eric,
it.
Eric Piekowski.
Who?
Eric Piekowski.
Oh. You know what's funny about Pike?
Piekowski, yeah, he was like, he was number 52 or something for the Clippers.
He had a good career.
So okay. When I first started doing stand-up, when me and Nick Cannon would go to L.A., because then he started doing stand-up, when we'd show up, they'd be like, here comes Kobe and Piekowski. Because Kobe was on the Lakers and Pike was on the Clippers. Yeah. And I was like, white dude, and Nick was like 17. So we'd be on the show, they'd be like, there's Piekowski and Kobe.
Well, there it is right there.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
How'd they find you back then in South Dakota? It wasn't like YouTube.
No, yeah, it was a tough deal, buddy.
You had to be good as shit.
He was pretty good.
You think?
Yeah, it was.
Like, nah, he had to be like, yo.
I went and watched him play. I saw him actually play before we became roommates in college. And like I said, I tell the story all the time.
He was making fun of me, probably.
No, it was.
You guys were roommates in college, like freshman year?
Yeah, so fun.
Wow. South Dakota, and where'd you grow up?
Right
down there?
Yeah, right here.
Miami.
That's crazy. I know you was like, what the fuck?
No, man, listen, I didn't believe it until I had to see it. You know what I'm saying? I had to see it from my own eyes. It was this team were all white guys, and it was one. It was one unicorn that did everything. Dribbled the ball, brought it up, ran the offense, passed it to itself, rebounded, outlet it to itself, shot it, everything. Fast forward, it was this motherfucker. But when I came back to Miami, I told everybody, I said, okay, I seen Larry Bird.
You saw Larry Bird.
I seen this motherfucker. I seen him. I seen the next coming. That's the only thing I could relate him to. I seen the next coming of Larry Bird. And then we ended up being roommates in college.
What years was that?
98.
Okay. A few years before
high school.
Do you guys remember a guy named Chris Kingsbury from Iowa?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The three-point shooter? Yeah. So he was from Nebraska, and he moved to our area, my small town, in eighth grade. And everybody's like, yo, there's this kid in eighth grade. He's unreal. So I go to I was like a year older than him, so I went to the eighth grade game, and he was like, you see him Miller first time? Mm-hmm. One, he was like 6'2". I was like, oh, he's going to be a big man. I brought it up, shooting threes. I go, and then he dunked. And I went, oh, this is different. And then, because, you know, we
– Eighth grade?
Eighth grade, dog. I was like, you know, we were impressed with left-handed layups at my school. We used to – that dude, playing black high schools in basketball and you're an all-white team, you're like, God. Remember Dayton Dunbar where Norris Cole went?
Yes.
Yo. Yes. That I remember – we scrimmaged them, and they had a fucking DJ. Damn. This guy scratched on the side of the fucking stage. You know, we're like this. Oh, my God, we're still listening to It Takes Two. Everybody could dunk. What the hell? What the hell? I think the cheerleader threw it. Ooh. Because I think Daquan Cook went there.
Yeah.
Norris Cole. And that's just normal. Like, Dayton Dunbar's always good. I was like, I remember the coach like trying to fire us up. I said, we're not winning. We're not winning.
Our coach tried to fire us up.
No, I was like, this coach, relax. We're going to take this L, and then we're going back to play these white schools. All right? This is a learning experience.
Daquan Cook, Norris Cole, them heat guys. Those heat guys.
Yeah.
Dayton Dunbar. You have an NBA team? What's your NBA team? You spend a lot of time in Miami, but I don't know if we're your team.
I kind of go where LeBron goes a lot because he's an Ohio guy. And then, but now I'm getting older. Like, there's two guys in the NBA that my kids went to high school with. So you got Jackson Hayes for the Lakers.
Okay.
And then you got Miles McBride for the Knicks. Wow. So they went to the same high school. It's insane. Those guys just grew up with my kids. So I feel like uncle.
Damn.
So I kind of root for them. So I'm kind of rooting for the Knicks and the Lakers now with those two. But I kind of follow greatness. Like, if you're great and you don't have a ring, like, I always felt like I wish Malone and Stockton would have got one. Yeah. I wish Barkley would have got one. Mm. I like to see greatness reward it. So the guys in NBA now, like, I'd love to see Luka get a ring. He doesn't have one, you know.
I thought you would have followed Poe's team since, you know, he took care of you so well.
Pose was the Celtics.
Yeah.
It would be nice to see the Celtics win one, too. It'd be good to see the Celtics win one.
And I'm going
to
let that go because Pose my dog. Celtics for sure.
Yeah. But I never rooted harder than when it was the Heatles. Ever. That squad. Because I was tapped in. Yeah. I could go to games.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are winning. And then, you know, I got cool with Bosch because I was doing his Christmas parties. Bosch did the coolest thing, though, for my son for his 13th birthday. We flew down. He got us courtside seats. And then, I don't know, it was like a competition. Like, everybody was getting sprinters. I just remember after the game, we went and he got pictures with all the guys on the team. He got a picture with you, yeah. And then you've got a picture with Austin, too. Yeah. But I just remember, like, three sprinters pull up. It was, like, Dwayne, LeBron, and Bosch. I go, was there a three-for-one sale? What's going on here?
Nah.
But then we were about to catch an Uber back to our hotel, and Bosch, like, the side of the freaking sprinter goes, girl, where are you going? I go, we're going downtown. He goes, you need a ride? I was like, yeah. And he goes, and then he got in. He goes, oh, it's your 13th birthday? He goes, you're going to eat with us. So he took us to Prime Italian, and then somebody got in the kitchen, and they made a cake for my son. It was like the coolest birthday for a 13-year-old. You know what I mean?
By the way, coolest. Chris Bosch, elite beer drinker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Facts.
You're right. Like,
facts.
Different kind of beers.
Yeah. But why? Yeah. You're an elite beer drinker, man.
Yeah, he's serious about that beer.
Yeah, so the Hitos is probably all time. Those 2011 to 2014 years. Those are just the best. And then, oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God, you guys, this shit hurts. So we're shooting Think Like a Man 2 in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Game 7 against the Spurs is about to happen, and they switched the whole shooting schedule around so Gabrielle could make the game, right?
Gab,
so
shout out
we're
Gab.
Sitting here, I'm with Terrence J, Gab, and we're all like, I don't know, we're eating somewhere, and Gab goes, all right, the students, they switched the schedule around, so I got to charter a plane so she could get to Miami, go to the game, party if you guys won, and be back in Vegas on Monday. Mm. So I knew the security. I was able to finagle one ticket for myself. And I go, I got a ticket. And Gab goes, yeah, you can hop on a plane. And I knew if they won, I'd be hanging out.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, it's going to be a great night. I called my ex, and I said, I'm going to Miami. Go to the game. She goes, your son has a game. I was like, what? My son was in seventh grade. She goes, your son has a game. She goes, how do you think your son would feel if he saw you at the Heat
that
game and he
right.
has a game? I was like,
that
this.
Ain't right.
But I can't go to his game because I have to fly commercial. Like, literally, the only reason I could go was because there was a private.
Yeah.
I didn't go because it was an argument. It was an argument. I was watching on somebody like this. Oh, that looks really fun. I'm watching Terrence J at Lib. We got the chip, bitch. I was like,
it's funny, crazy thing is because you talk about Mike Epps. That's how I met Mike, too. Is that he was a huge Indiana Pacers fan.
Yeah,
so, you know, we had those battles with the Pacers in the playoffs, mm-hmm. and I used to run the mic all the time at King of Diamonds, same place I see your ass.
Yeah.
All the time at King of Diamonds, just talking shit about the Pacers and the interest that he had in the Pacers, because he's a huge, huge.
Yeah, he's huge, loyal to the soil like
he's
you.
He's a huge fucking Pacers fan, yeah. So he used to talk that shit.
I wish Cincinnati had a team, man. Being presented, we didn't have a team. So I was kind of a free agent.
Yeah, because you're a huge Bengals fan.
You're a huge Bengals fan.
Bengals. I'm the biggest. Well, we got Burrow now, baby. Don't get me
that
going.
That ain't enough. Man. Y'all lost Joe Mixon. What y'all going to do with T. Higgins?
Huh?
What, huh?
Dude,
huh?
There's a white guy people at Ball State
here.
Right now that's going to be
people
West
say Hunker here.
Thanks,
people
to,
say
what you talking about right now?
What,
Burrow don't need shit.
What about Tyler Boyd? T. Higgins.
He's
y'all
gone.
Got work to do.
Tyler's gone.
Did he sign anywhere yet?
Nah.
Okay, so how you know he going? He might come back.
He might come back.
He's great in the slot, by the way. He's a great third receiver,
yeah,
in my opinion.
I'm just telling you.
By the way, you're talking to a guy who's won fantasy football.
Oh, I'm a fucking guru when it comes to this football shit.
Listen.
I'm interested.
Burrow, listen to me.
I love Burrow, too.
Swagged out, but he can't throw the bitch to himself. Jamar Chase can't do it all.
Listen, he don't need much. He's not injury prone either. The position's injury prone. He just give him a few seconds. I'm telling you right now, there could be a white guy in South Dakota that might go for 100 catches in 3 years thanks to Joe Burrow. And be like this, where'd this guy come from?
you got a mural on the other side of the corn palace.
Yeah.
100 catches.
How about Burrow? Dude, his high school stadiums ain't after him already.
He's a stud.
This dude, he's so good. He's so good, bro.
He is really good.
I ain't gay, but I cuddle. I cuddle with him.
No, he's swagged out. He can dress.
We can
he
spin.
Cool as a fan. He got the I ultimate cuddle. Confidence. I love everything about Joe Burrow, but I'm also a football fan. Now, make this shit make sense.
Yeah.
Only person there right now is Jamar Chase. Mixon signed with the Texans. Mm-hmm. T. Higgins is still on the radar. Boyd is still on the radar. What the fuck y'all gonna do?
Trust.
That's a great answer. That's a great fucking answer.
As long as he's healthy, dog. I'm telling you, bro. Just watch.
That's a great answer, Killer, but once again.
Would you rather have would you rather have like Russell Wilson with weapons or Joe Burrow with like one weapon?
I got to go Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to go Joe Burrow.
The quarterback is the one position that can change a whole. We got a bubble now. They were practicing like on the side of the highway next to a concrete filling place. Now they got a bubble.
You're driving down the street. Hey, the Bengals are practicing.
Yeah, straight up. Like Bill, that's why we never beat Bill Belichick. I'm sure he had a camera up there somewhere. That guy's so good, and he's just about football. He's just about ball. He don't go out.
I love Joe.
You met him before?
I never. Yeah, I roasted the Bengals last year during training camp. I've done a lot of roasts with the NFL. When I roast teams, I don't want press. I don't want anything because, you know, the problem is it just takes one person to post something and then you guys are the ones that get crushed. Why are you laughing at that transgender joke? Yeah. Why are you laughing at that joke? Like, you guys get killed. Yeah. That happened to me when Clemson and Alabama hired me when they played each other about 8 years ago for the national title when it was in Phoenix. So what we did, we roasted Alabama, then we all got in a van and we went over to Clemson's home, roasted Clemson. And they told us, like, no cussing, no, because there was people there, right? I was very careful in my words. Alabama went smooth. I thought Clemson was smooth. I literally did a joke about Dabo Sweeney sleeping with his wife if they win the national title, right? It was very PG. I didn't say fucking. I didn't say blowing them. I just said having sex, which, by the way, is in the Bible. Mm. You're supposed to have sex with your spouse.
Yeah.
There was a lady in the back. All of a sudden, she was, quote unquote, offended. So my publicist wrote a fake apology to the university. It was like, I didn't write it. I was like, and I'll just say this. Any comedian that ever says a joke, when they apologize and you see a written apology, they don't mean it. Yeah. Their publicist writes it. We don't write like that. And we don't mean it. We're just like, let's just get this over with so we can move on. It's fine. Sorry. Sorry.
That's athletes too. Not just comedians. Athletes.
You guys are the worst though.
Yeah, that's athletes too. Somebody always write our apologies.
Yeah.
We never mean it.
Oh my God. Come on now. You think Ja Morant wrote that? Oh my God.
He definitely did.
Listen, NBA young boy and he wrote, I'm trying to be a better person. I was like, he didn't write that.
No, he definitely ain't right there. He ain't right there.
Sometimes when they be doing it like this.
Yeah, as soon as you read
what?
It.
What?
As soon as you read it.
Kenny Martin didn't write that. He'd be like, I'm sorry. Man. I'm sorry.
All right, now. K-Mart gonna pull up on your ass now. You better playing, Gary.
I'm kidding. K-Mart's my guy.
You better stop playing now.
Why did it just say, I'm sorry?
Here at the OGs, we like to get onto the grab bag of questions, and we got some grab bag questions for you. All right, Coach.
Okay.
Is that right? Oh, we just talked about this before the thing. Did you ever get back at Duval for leaving you stranded in a random city?
Okay, Duval didn't leave me. We went to the Jacksonville Jaguars Bengals game last year, and Duval's got his own plane.
Yeah.
And it's a small plane, and it's like an Oldsmobile Cutlass. It's definitely not like a Lamborghini, right? Like, it's used. But it gets you there, right? And he's got a plane. I ain't back on somebody. I don't have a plane, so he got a plane, bro. Nice. So we fly down, and the Bengals win unexpectedly. It's Monday Night Football, and I'm like, whoa! And we're flying back, and Duval's literally, like, kind of pissed. And I go, dude, why are you mad? Because he talked all kinds of mess on the way there, pregame and stuff. And then... So we got back, his plane lands in Atlanta, and I was like, yo, let's act like you left me. And he goes, what? I go, let's act like you're mad and you left me because his plane, where it landed, is not where it's not where the hangar is. Mm-hmm. So his pilot dropped us off and then was flying the plane to a hangar. It wasn't far, but it just wasn't where we were at. So the plane's got to take off anyways. So it made it look like he left me, and you literally see the plane taking off, but the plane was just flying to the hangar. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like Diddy's plane. Nobody was in it. And they tracked it.
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you, boy. Hey, right now.
another question.
It's going to get worse because all the truth ain't came out yet. Just so we know that. The man had cameras and shit in his room.
That's weird,
some
though.
Shit that out is, here.
On, that's some more weird.
Shit. If there's some more shit that's gonna come out. I hope y'all had your mustaches and wigs on. Whoever was at these parties.
Come on, that's finna be that's on camera.
Paint your face or some shit like white chicks. Cause your ass finna be on these cameras that this man had.
I don't think they're ever gonna release them. We'll never see them.
Can't.
That's too much.
They better
too
not.
Too many people. Can't. And then that's just weird. If that's the part that's true, like there was cameras in every
that's
room.
That's wild, by the way.
I don't want nobody watching me. I don't like watching myself.
Yeah, who watches
I've
that?
Seen videos of myself and I go, I look terrible. I gotta get to the gym. Oh my God.
Get to
put
the
down
point
the plantains, bro. Too many wings at KOD, clearly. Yeah. I need to just eat lemon, not the pepper and not the wings. Just give me
just
some lemon.
Because that's why we were there. We were there for the wings.
That's all. That's why
we was always there for the wings. Yep. It was always the food. It was great food.
Yeah, amazing chef.
Here's an amazing chef at KOD. Another question. Now that you're well established in the black culture, what are some of your most memorable or funny first black experience? For example, first time at a black church, wedding, cookout, or Thanksgiving. How is it different from where it used to be?
Okay. This is my first church. Big black experience. You're in the Navy and a couple of black guys are like, yeah, you play dominoes? Like, yeah. Right? So I'm thinking in the trailer park, we set the dominoes up and you hit it and it makes a little maze. So they go, you play dominoes. They gave me my dominoes. I'm stacking these things up. Right? And all of a sudden, one brother was like, you start shoving that shit. Yeah. I go, what are you doing? And then they start playing. I go, what are you guys doing right now? They're like, this. I was like, oh, this is a real game? I literally thought, so you ever see those dominoes up and down the stairs? I was like, yeah, I play dominoes. That's all we did with dominoes was
ping.
It's a little
that's crazy.
I'm setting shit up, and I'm like, and then the guy started hitting the table, go, you're messing up my maze, bro. Just slow down with your hitting the hand like this. Big that's, six, bitch.
That's part of it, though.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to slam that shit down with a vengeance.
But that was my black experience, to be honest. That I was like, oh, this is different. And I didn't know. I remember the first time I went to a black person's house for Thanksgiving, and then I didn't know what sweet potato pie was. And then I did it in one of my acts. I called it pumpkin. And I thought I was going to die. Like, especially the woman that made it. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't motherfucking pumpkin pie, bitch. Sweet potato. I was like, it tastes similar.
No. No.
It does, though. It does taste similar.
Yes,
no.
It does.
No.
Yes.
No.
It does taste similar.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No, it does fucking not.
No.
It's
sweet
so
potato
close.
Pie is really, really good. It tastes very similar to pumpkin.
I like pumpkin better. I ain't gonna lie.
What the fuck?
It's the white in me. I like pumpkin better.
Yeah, you
the
want to be white now. Fuck no.
It's like Megan.
We told you, motherfucker. I told you when the show first started, motherfucker, we traded for you and you are here to stay.
But I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay, you can't.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I like pumpkin better than sweet potatoes. Sorry.
And that's fine. We can agree to disagree.
So okay. You know what I'm saying? Talking food. I don't know what this one is. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That's interesting.
Fuck no.
No, that's not a sandwich.
No.
It's in a bun.
I'm just
no.
Why is my of all the questions?
That
question.
Question.
That's a weird that question. Pause. Saucy Santana. Is that who wrote that question?
God. You know what Saucy Santana is? Yes. You're laughing at shit.
That tickled the shit out of you, D.
Hey, man, what's this? God, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know about no hot dogs and saucy. I'm going to stay out of that.
Let me move on. We got a prize pick segment. They give away free money at prize picks. Check it out, okay?
Oh, this is clearly a advertised sponsor. Yeah.
Top five comedians.
Dude, why did your whole energy just go, speaking of Prize Picks, yeah, we got Prize Picks. We got to do this, right? They advertise on our show, and we got to
pay the bills.
So, let's get the top five comedians. Let's do a question everybody asks on every podcast.
No.
Let's do the top five. I knew this was coming, guys.
This question, I really want to know because, like, there's so many comedians like Richard Pryor. Robin Harris and like all these guys that people don't know about. I'm old as shit. I'm 43 years old, so I know about a lot of these guys that came before. But like, not the current guys. who are your old school guys?
Well, like, you got to realize, when I first started doing stand-up, like, I'm a connoisseur of this. I used to watch. And then when I first got to L.A., I would sit in the back of the room and watch people. There was a guy named Mitch Hedberg who passed away 20 years ago. Dude, if you get a chance, look him up. He's a white dude, looks like a surfer. Died of a drug overdose, but God, his shit was dry. But his shit was just so fucking funny. So I would say Devin Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg.
And I would say... there's a guy named Pablo Francisco, very funny. I'm not even going to say Eddie, Richard, the Norns, because everybody says those. Honestly, right now, Bill Burr has moved into the top five.
He's hilarious. Bill Burr, he's funny as shit.
He found his voice, kind of came into his own, and people... I was at the Burbank Airport probably 12 years ago, and I ran into Bill, and we were sitting down, and we were talking about the good and bad of the business, and he said something that just resonated with me. He goes, man... I'm just gonna be so fucking funny they can't deny me.
Damn.
That just made the most sense. I go, oh. I like that shit. Every time I think you get in this business, you get frustrated, I just be like, I'm just gonna, one thing I can control is I'm fucking funny. I'm just gonna be fucking funny. And then I'll get on some retired basketball player's podcast. And I'm gonna show up late and they're gonna have these goofy sponsors. And they want me to give them top five picks and they give you water and titanium glasses.
You definitely showed up on Color People Time.
You
definitely
what I mean?
Showed Color People Time for sure. Didn't he kill her? He did the Color People Time.
No.
He got that right.
He got that part right.
For sure.
Not my fault. Your guys sent me the text. We start filming at 10. You're getting picked up at 10:30. I was like, this doesn't make any sense. And I texted at 9, and whoever I'm texting didn't text back. I go, what time I need to be ready? I didn't get nothing. I got your car's here at 9:30. I go, I got to get a shower. So I got a shower. Sorry. Okay, so Bill Burr, Mitch Hedberg, Pablo Francisco, Bernie Mac's always going to be my top
Bernie,
five.
Bernie, motherfucker.
The first guy I ever saw live at a big theater, just destroy for an hour and a half. And I'd never seen it, and I was in fucking awe. I was like, well, there's no dead point. Usually it'd be a dead point in the show. There's absolutely no dead point in the show. And that's the first time I'd seen... and felt a superstar walk onto a stage. Like like he had three openers and it was cool. But then when he got announced,
over.
The energy went, I was like, oh, that's a superstar right there. That's the first time I've ever seen it. You know what I mean? So that would be four. And then, oh my God, the fifth would, I would say, God, that fifth one's a tough one. Me.
I like that shit. Being a two-meter star player.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Bill Burr, like sisters, right? Is he the guy with the ball?
He married to a black girl. Yeah. I don't know if he's exclusive like me.
Well, okay.
He's married to a black girl.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Dude, let me ask you this. Like, do you. Dominicans?
I don't know if he's exclusive.
Do they count as black?
Hell yeah.
Okay. I'm definitely black.
Listen, I grew up in Miami. Everything count as black down here,
I'm like this.
Except
I'm
for
I'm
white.
More, okay.
Yeah, women everything count as black down here. Yeah.
You can't have pink nipples. I'm the only one with pink nipples in this room, baby. I did sleep with one white girl in 96.
Listen. What was her name?
I can't remember her name.
You remember everything's everyone.
I don't. Well, it was one night stands. So. By the way, one night stands are not a bad thing, ladies.
Listen.
We act like they're so dirty. They're not. You're fine.
Yeah.
I don't.
Don't be worried about being called a name. It's like, you're a hoe, you're a thought. You're just words. It can't hurt you. It's not who you are. Okay, you're so much more. It's fine.
You're so much more.
So much more than that.
I don't really go to the places with the pink nipples. I haven't really been there.
Yeah.
I don't even like the DJs and the whole setup and coming to the stage, Rebecca and all that. I just don't. I don't do the Rebecca.
Well, I know.
Rebecca with the pasties.
The one white girl I slept with.
The Nacetol. This motherfucker straight up and down like 6 o'clock. I don't want to see Rebecca with pasties and Nacetol over the fucking stage.
I need to ask. Because
you never go to the other strip clubs. You always end up in motherfucking KOD.
Facts. Other strip clubs like JV. You're going to the varsity, bro. What are you talking about?
I used to try to get him to go to KOD with me, by the way.
You never went, Mike?
Never fucking went with me. Could you imagine that, bro? Not one fucking time. I just needed one time.
You wouldn't have one shoe. You had no shoes.
He think his back was fucked up.
Okay. I got one of the greatest stories.
Tell it.
So, was it G5?
G5.
Right? I got so lit one night. at G5. And I was like, I was literally in the DJ booth. I think I was on the stage. And these two girls, I'm not going to say they are, two girls took me and my road manager. They were taking us back to the hotel, I thought, right? I don't know how we ended up back at one of their houses. I'm on 75 pissing and throwing up at the same time. Like, I'm going, it's just coming out, right? And then one of the girls came up and she started rubbing my back, and I go, I don't want you to see me like this. So I'm like, we go back. I'm so out of it, Udonis. I'm like gone. And then again, my fucking ex-wife calls, right? It's 3 a.m., I think, 4 a.m. And I don't know. I honestly don't know where I'm at. I'm out of it. Clearly nothing's popping off. I am not performing in the state I'm in. And the next day, I knew she called. And the next morning I woke up, I'm in this strange house. I'm going, where the fuck am I? And then everybody's like in the kitchen, and I come in late, and I'm like this. And they're all laughing at me. They go, dude, this is all we heard last night on the phone. I'm not lying. I'm not lying.
So you picked up the phone.
I picked up the phone and whatever I was saying. I'm not lying. I'm not fucking lying.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. You're a liar. No, you lied too. They said, all we heard in the backyard was you pacing. Say, I'm not lying.
Hey, killer, what'd you say? When all else fails, make weird accusations.
Admit nothing, deny everything. When in doubt, make wild accusations.
Admit nothing, deny everything. When in doubt, make wild accusations.
Have you seen Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story? Goes, Dewey, you cheat on me. He goes, you drank the last of the milk. Well, I want a cereal. And I couldn't eat my cereal because you drank the last of the milk. So what's worse? She goes, Dewey, you cheated on me. Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. Ain't no different.
Hey, which one's different? What one's worse?
God, what a night. Man. I'll That's never funny. Forget that as long as I live. I'm not like. Here's the button on that whole story. My road manager, and I remember the girl saying this in the strip club. She was not into him. And she literally was like, look, you can eat my pussy. We ain't doing nothing. And why did that happen?
Dang.
So he ended up taking care of her. She did absolutely nothing to him. And he kept calling. And finally, her friend called me. I was like, yo, will you tell your boy to stop calling my girl? She's not interested.
Damn.
And I told him. I was like, bro. I go, what happened? And he told me. I go, yeah, that was before I was drunk. She told you that's what she wanted. I go, she's not a liar. She didn't lead you on. So stop. Leave her alone.
Yeah. That's a tough night, by the way.
Like, literally like this.
That's a tough night.
Yeah,
by
just
the way.
Listen to Heavy D. You're done. There's no Trina, there's no Megan Thee Stallion after that. It's just,
oh man, that's fucking crazy. Hey,
can't be mad at her though. No, she didn't lie to him.
I'm fucking crying over here, bro. No, like real tears.
Hey, G man, we appreciate you coming in.
I feel like it's on a ghetto Dr. Phil. I feel like I just released all my skeletons from Miami today.
Hey, good. That's what we want.
We're here to help.
You know what's great? Is like, I'm seeing a new girl now, and she doesn't care. Like, if I was like, I'm going to go strip club with Adonna, she goes, all right. Like, there's so much peace of mind in that.
Bro, I tell people all the time, listen, I've been
going. What UD did you go to the strip club with? Was it 10 years ago, 15 years ago UD, or today UD?
Oh, it was 15 years ago.
Okay, yeah, that was different.
Yeah, yeah. Going out, you're
going to be fine. People are to tell. Yeah. Listen, I've been going to strip clubs since I was 14. I'm quite comfortable in the setting. Yeah.
I can see Udonis at strip clubs now. He probably is like one of them old men. He's got like fried fish over here and french fries over here. And the girl's going, hey, Mr. Haslam, get you fried fish, baby girl. I doing like that. Yeah, go eat a piece of fish, girl. Yeah, get the hot sauce on.
Oh, want tartar, man. Want tartar?
It's like when Kevin Hart got you some coffee.
Listen, yeah, we got coffee. I'll get you some fried fish. Udonis on a throne. He gets fried fish, baby.
They did hang my jersey up in 11 now after
did
I retired. Yeah. They hung my jersey up in 11 after I retired now, just to let you know.
They should have.
Yes, I'm a legend out here.
Well
so,
deserved.
Yes,
oh,
for sure.
That's funny.
Like, well, hey, listen, man. Let me tell you something. I spent a lot of time with a lot of these strippers growing up. A lot of these girls went to school with me. A lot of them I know personally. You know what I'm saying? They were just friends. Growing up in Miami, the strip club is like the club. You don't necessarily go for the strippers. They just there.
Right.
They just there.
They for the out-of-towners.
Yeah. He ain't lying. They just I'm not lying. They are. They are.
I'm not lying. What a night. What a fucking night.
And one more thing.
The best part is he told him, I don't want you to see me like this. It's nuts.
She's rubbing my back. I'm like, just on literally on 75. Can you imagine somebody driving? Is that Gary Owen pissing and throwing up? So glad. There's got to be like a highway camera that caught that. And they're probably just like, just let him go.
I don't want you to see me.
The cops are like, I don't want to mess with this guy.
I don't want you to see me like this.
Yeah, I don't want you to see me like this. Over the shoulder. She rubbed my back and shit.
Oh, man. Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you one thing. What did it say? Admit nothing.
Deny everything.
Deny everything.
When in doubt, make wild accusations.
And then if that don't work, cry. Fucking cry.
Or get a divorce. There's always that option. I'm out.
Yeah, I ain't ready for that.
I'm at the strip club.
The way my bank account's set up.
Trust. It's a hit. Okay. It took a hit. You know what she was trying to get from me, right? My ex was trying to get $44,000 a month. How much? Alimony. She was trying to get $44,000 a month. But yeah. I looked at it two ways. Like she asked for it. She didn't get that. But she asked. You asked for it if you want.
Yeah.
But I was looked at like, God, she made me look like a balling motherfucker. Yeah. When she put that to TMZ, the girl's like, Gary got cake like that? I go, a bakery, bitch.
Because that's the first thing people see. When they see what people got to pay for child support, they're always like, damn, he can't make a cake like that. So
right,
that's
right.
A great point.
Yeah,
that's a great fucking point.
What are you talking about right now?
Yeah, I ain't going to get no motherfucking $44,000 a month.
By the way, apple fritter, elite.
Only Mike would pull that out of that comment.
Dude, apple fritters at the Corn Palace? On a Sunday?
You don't
apple
even know.
Fritters.
Hey, listen, we're out of here,
fuck,
man. Gee, I appreciate you coming in. That shit was hilarious.
No,
appreciate
thanks,
you.
Guys.
Next time we'll tell you the show's at 10, so you'll be here on time.
Yeah. I can't wait to see who your next guest is. Boring. I'm just kidding. I don't even know who it is.
OG's out.
OG's out, man.